Those who could probably best estimate the actual impact of the campfire on homelessness are those providing direct services to people without shelter. We've been checking in with local service providers over the past few weeks to find out what they've been experiencing after the fire. One of the people I spoke to is Rick Narad. He's the shelter operations manager for Safe Space, a rotating winter shelter in Chico. I asked him how this year's shelter has been running with fewer resources and whether or not there's been an uptick in the number of people looking for a place to sleep.
We opened a week later than we'd planned because the church that was scheduled for week one gave their space instead to one of the schools from Paradise, so they were unable to host us as well. Church is scheduled for the entire time that we'd hoped to be open, so we will probably not make it 12 weeks this year. Several of the churches are being used for other purposes, and we knew that was going to happen. We hoped we'd been able to find substitutes, but so far we have not been able to.
And are those related to the campfire, those purposes that they're being used for?
Yes, several of them are schools that were in Paradise that are relocating down to Chico.
Have you seen numbers rise this year, and have you had to turn people away?
We have seen numbers rise. They've been coming up, particularly in the last couple of weeks. We have turned some people away, but this year we've turned fewer away because with a arrangement with the tourist shelter, when they have beds open and we have people on our wait list, we're able to get some of them into the tourist. So we've actually turned away fewer than we did the previous year.
And then are you looking for a permanent location? I know that was something that you had mentioned the last time we talked.
Yes, we are looking for a permanent location. We have a grant from the Walmart Foundation. As you know, residential property in Chico is very limited right now. Houses, apartments, even hotel rooms. Commercial buildings are just as bad. And there are not a lot of suitable spaces available right now. So we have looked at several spaces. We're in negotiation with one that might be a possible place for us. And if so, we're going to be able to extend beyond the 12 weeks we had planned. But in addition, we'll be able to expand from either 50 or 60 per night, which is our standard now, up to 100 per night.
If you do get a permanent location, will Safe Space still be just a winter shelter, or will it actually expand to a longer amount of time? Would it be all year?
Yeah, the intent is that it would be year-round. And that also means that we cannot continue as a 100% volunteer organization. Part of the grant would be paying for overnight staffing. Our toughest shifts to fill are the shifts that start at 8 o'clock at night to 1 in the morning and 1 in the morning till about 6 in the morning. And we would be able to hire paid staff for those hours.
And are you seeing people who were displaced by the campfire at the shelter?
We are. One couple had just rented and they had not moved in yet, and that house was lost. So we have had some people who were directly impacted. We've had other people who are indirectly impacted because there are fewer houses in Chico, so people have been displaced.
And do you know, I mean, if that goes through where you can get that permanent location, do you know when it could possibly be up and running?
I really don't. Once we get any building, of course, it's going to require some modification. For example, one building we're looking at would require us to put in sprinklers, so that might take some time. Ideally, we would get a new building open before we run out of churches this year and not have a gap.
What are your biggest concerns right now regarding homelessness and our community?
I guess my first concern is, where are we going to house more people? And the other people who are currently in temporary housing, perhaps staying with friends, RVs, other more temporary locations, at some point we need to find a way to absorb them. My other concern is on the supply side of housing, which is, I don't know if we could continue with a 100% volunteer organization. Will more churches step up and offer their fellowship halls to us to use?
What are the barriers to housing people? I mean, obviously, it's the number of homes and the cost of housing, but I mean, what do you see the barriers as being?
I think it's supply. There aren't enough houses. Before the fire, Chico had a very incredibly low occupancy vacancy rate. With the number of people now demanding housing because of the fire, we just don't have the supply.
That was Rick Narad, shelter operations manager of Safe Space. Narad says the shelter is in need of volunteers, especially for overnight shifts. For more information, you can go to safespacechico.org.